According to the government of South Australia Office for Women, women experiencing menopause are the fastest growing working demographic, up nearly 40% since 1980. It is estimated that menopause costs women between $17 and $35 billion annually in lost earnings and superannuation. Many organisations in Australia have received the menopause-friendly accreditation, an organisation that aims to support menopause at work. The Wire's Roche V spoke to founder and CEO of Menopause Friendly Australia, Grace Molly, about this work.
Well, menopause is a normal transition that anyone born with ovaries will experience. Many people don't understand what the symptoms are, and many people say they can't leave those symptoms at the door when they go into work. So research shows actually the top five symptoms of menopause that impact people in the workplace are fatigue, hot flushes, focus and concentration issues, anxiety and worry, and insomnia. And if you think about those symptoms, we're bringing those with us into the workplace. So they do have an impact on how we are experiencing the workplace. And we did some research last year with Dove, and we interviewed over 1,000 working women. And the results were really shocking. We actually revealed that 45% of people felt that they weren't performing their best at work due to menopause symptoms. And many people say that the symptoms of menopause and the lack of support that they're getting to make them better are resulting in a reduced confidence in the workplace and lower self-esteem. And again, that piece of research showed 46% of people who are experiencing symptoms felt that their confidence was reduced as a result of those symptoms, and 44% said that they had lower self-esteem. So this really does have an impact on not only those people who are experiencing menopause, but also on our workplaces and the people around them within those workplaces.
How can workplaces better accommodate menopausal women in the workforce?
The number one thing workplaces can do is to provide awareness, provide training on what menopause is, how it impacts people, not just for those experiencing it, but for everyone, because it really is a topic that everyone should know about. But also then a workplace needs to put in place some guidance or a policy, again, so that people within the organisation know what support is available, what reasonable adjustments they might be able to request. And that might be something as simple as a desk fan to help with hot flushes, saying, what can we do to help? What would be how can we make our working environment better for you? And again, it's really about looking at the core principle of culture. So breaking down any stigma or taboo associated with this topic so that people feel that it is a comfortable conversation that's welcome within the workplace, and it's not something that they have to hide or fear having a conversation about.
What is the aim of Menopause Friendly Australia?
So Menopause Friendly Australia is really on a mission to give menopause information to people where they are. And 81% of us will be working through our menopause transition. So we really want every employer, from a small business through to a big ASX 10 organisation, to be able to open the conversation, to have some support available for people, and to really normalise what can be a confusing time of life.
What are the best management plans for menopause in the workplace?
So there's five pillars of being a menopause-friendly workplace, and these are based on evidence. So the menopause-friendly standards help organisations to have that structure so that they can feel confident when they're bringing an initiative into their workplace that that initiative is going to be successful. So those pillars are training. Again, I mentioned earlier, it's so important that we provide training on menopause because most people don't even know what menopause is, the ages, stages, signs and facts and figures. So giving that appropriate information in the workplace is the first step for training people. The second thing is communications and engagement. So we need to be talking about menopause. We need to make it a normal conversation and have those opportunities to celebrate also how amazing people are in midlife. Having a policy or a guidance on menopause is vital. Now, looking at culture, so culture is obviously something that unwritten rules of engagement in a workplace, and an improved culture comes from a normalising and destigmatising this conversation. Again, making it not an extraordinary thing to talk about in the workplace. So having that workplace culture that's really strong. And lastly, probably the easiest one to think about, easy facility. So looking at your working environment, those five pillars of menopause friendly accreditation really provide that confidence to employers when they're wanting to bring an initiative in that it's going to be successful and that it will ensure that their organisation is sustainably menopause friendly.
Is there anything else you would like to add?
Yeah, I just want to encourage any employers out there who are thinking about becoming a menopause-friendly workplace. The number one piece of feedback we get from our organisations who are now accredited is just get on and do it. I wish I had done it earlier. It's been a really great, exciting initiative that people have really got behind. And lastly, there's an international standard, an ISO standard, on menopause and menstrual health, which is being developed.
Grace Molly from Menopause Friendly Australia speaking with The Wire's Rosh Ving.